Porirua is now the most expensive district in the country to rent a house. That's according to the latest Trade Me Rental Price Index, which found Porirua rents climbed to a record $625 per week in September. That is an increase of 25% on the same time last year. Wellington City and North Shore are tied for second place, while nationally, rents grew by 3% year on year to an average of $510 a week. Trade Me property spokesperson Logan Mudge joins us now. Hi, Logan.
Good morning.
Okay, just talk us through this big rise for Porirua. And this is the region, it's not just Porirua City?
That's right. So it's a Porirua district, which kind of encapsulates our sort of tower north until we sort of hit about Kapiti and so forth. So, yes, rents in Porirua have been climbing all year. They've been sort of neck and neck with Wellington City. And we saw this jump in September, which is pretty incredible. Demand is up, and I guess landlords are able to make the most of that and claim top dollar for those properties they've got there.
What sort of rental properties are we talking about here? This seems like a very big rise for an area which is, well, it's not the most wealthy of areas.
I guess Porirua has a lot of bigger housing. It's not the mixture of housing that you'd see in the likes of Wellington City with townhouses and apartments springing up there, which do can have a lower price point. And so, but in Porirua and around Porirua, there are some big subdivisions of the likes of Aotea and Whitby and so forth, which they are big houses, so they can command some pretty hefty rents. And also, I guess, thanks to the likes of lockdowns and so forth, people are happy to go venture out of the central city when they can work from home a lot easier than they used to and those sorts of things.
So it's possible those bigger, wealthier suburbs like Whitby have skewed that a little bit?
It's possible, yeah. And I think, yeah, those developments coming online and more houses being built and sold there do certainly bring that up. And that, so that's when you think of Porirua, you do think of a more working class and less affluence, but it certainly has those bigger suburbs now which are attracting big rents and big property prices too.
Wellington in general, clearly there's a lack of housing. No, there needs to be more houses built.
Yeah, there does. There's, the demand is massive in the capital. There never seems to be enough houses, both for sale and for rent, to meet the demand. We've seen huge demand figures for at least the last 18 months, 2 years, and it's really showing no signs of slowing down. Unless there's more built and more brought online, we're going to continue to see both for sale and rental figures climb.
Which is interesting looking at Auckland, where I guess the focus for a long time has been in terms of the property demand and the shortages. That seems to have stabilised a wee bit.
Yeah, Auckland seems to have slowed down. Yeah, that the last few years, Auckland, as you say, was unbelievable. It was increasing at double-digit figures regularly. But, as you say, seems to have slowed a bit. Demand and supply are levelling out. Auckland's still seeing price rises, but nothing like Wellington. Wellington's sort of the new hotspot at the moment.
Hey, Logan, thank you very much for that update. Logan Mudge there from Trade Me Property.